Welcome back to Your Voice is Amplified, the podcast session brought to you by latestsale.com. Previously, we discussed the science behind green transportation and its benefits. In today's session, we will go over the technology. So what is the technology that makes transportation systems go green?
Renewable energy resources. Wind and sun are the two most popular forms of renewable energies, with solar being the most popular one.
And why is that so? What makes solar the more popular choice when compared with wind?
Well, for starters, solar energy is more predictable than wind. Plus, in urban areas where the population density is high and so many buildings are blocking the path, acquiring enough wind to generate power isn't ideal. On the other hand, solar panels are much easier to install.
But wind is definitely more efficient than solar power. You can use almost 60% of the energy passing through the system, as opposed to only 22% of energy in solar systems.
While that is certainly true, wind turbines are known for adding to the problem of noise pollution. But that doesn't mean you can't use them entirely. In fact, there have been several prototypes of wind-powered vehicles, but they need more work. Possibly wind and electric hybrid cars could become the future of green transportation.
Definitely. But what are the current options available to us in terms of going green with the commute?
There are countless green options. Bicycles are one. They are the oldest and simplest means of commuting, but only for short distances. For travelling long distances, electric vehicles are a great option. And if you source your electricity from wind or solar power, the solution becomes even more energy efficient. Even if you opt for a hybrid car, that also plays a significant role in reducing greenhouse gas emissions. Then there is greener public transport, such as green buses and trains. The electric-powered vehicles can carry so many passengers to their destinations that it helps conserve energy. The use of multiple private cars ensures energy consumption skyrockets. But comfort factors and convenience will always have an impact on an individual's desire to own and drive their own car.
That's very true. The more people use public transport, the fewer cars there are on the streets. But what could be a way to encourage people to use public transport more than private vehicles?
Safer, affordable and cleaner public transport. If the quality of public transport is improved, people will automatically start using it. In this regard, the government has to play an extensive role. Upgrading the transportation system and making it sustainable is a huge responsibility. But most of all, this is an expensive investment that will benefit the whole world.
Yes, and today the US is the biggest contributor to global transport gas emissions. Almost 1.56 billion metric tons of carbon dioxide gas is emitted from the US alone, with China being in second place.
That's true. And with that, we conclude the technology section of this Green Transportation podcast episode.
Don't forget to tune in to the next episode where we discuss the role of investors in green transportation technology.